grant him tawfiq and khayr. And may Allah make it an accepted hajj for all of us. Allahumma ameen.
Ameen.
Allahumma ameen. Ya Rabbi al-Alamin.
The easiest thing for me to do, actually, to share an incident that just happened, subhanAllah. One of the things that we're learning in the moment is that when it comes to the ayat of the Quran and the lessons we learn from the Prophet, you don't just have to back project to the companions of the Prophet. Sometimes you see those living lessons in front of you. The people of Gaza have given us that now over the last 8 months, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. But subhanAllah, I just got back. One of the members who was with us, Dr. Ahmed, was saying that he had to actually give someone their shahada as they breathe their last right now after they finish their tawaf of ifadah. And he was sharing the story, subhanAllah, and it was really moving. The Hajji was from Palestine, and he passed out right after tawaf of ifadah, still in his ihram. And the ambulance took an hour to come. By the time the ambulance came, he had already passed away. So subhanAllah, the man's last moments were looking at the Kaaba, saying La ilaha illallah after Dr. Ahmed as he breathed his last. And Allahu A'lam, if we just pray janazah on him right now, because this happened this morning. If you were to talk to this man and say to him, you know, hey, the bus is going to be 2 hours late. Hey, you don't have a hotel room for the next 5 days. Hey, you know, some of these logistical things that we have to kind of get used to and adjusted to here in Hajj, then maybe we get annoyed. But someone told you that, by the way, the angel of death is going to arrive within 20 minutes. Logistical announcement. How would you react? And subhanAllah, just to remind everyone, I know this is close to Sheikh Yahya as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on Yasir and accept him as a martyr, and accept all of the du'as of Sheikh Yahya and everyone else on behalf of his brother Yasir. Allahumma ameen. This is an exercise of death. This is an exercise of death, and that's not to depress you, that's to actually say, alhamdulillah, Allah brought you to the best place to enact that process so that you can connect to Him and have purpose in your life. And there is no such thing as injecting purpose into your life without understanding the imminence of death. And so it's something, subhanAllah, I just heard now, and it's the first thing that comes to mind within 2 minutes, that as you're doing your tawaf and as you're thinking logistical, there's a logistical announcement that Malik al-Maut is on his way to any one of us at any given time, and we don't know when. So while you're waiting for a train, or you're waiting for a bus, or you're waiting for this, or you're waiting for that, realize that we are all waiting for something else, and that is indeed what should be, what guides our thoughts, guides our practices in this blessed moment of Hajj. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our shuhada, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us as well as shahada. Grant us the reward of it, and Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us an accepted Hajj. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of you and to accept every dua that you made in Arafah for yourself and for your family, for your friends and for your ummah. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all the best of this life and the next, and to protect us from the torment of Jahannam. Allahumma ameen.
Ameen.
Wa barakallahu feekum.
Allahi barik.
Allahi barik.